This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for December 23rd. I'm Paul Plack. Boeing's second Dreamliner made its first flight yesterday, and apparently the crew had to lower the nose gear manually. Boeing says the first of 8 Chinook Mark III helicopters ordered by Britain's Royal Air Force has been delivered, ahead of schedule. The developers of a new Russian single-aisle airliner have chosen Rockwell Collins to provide the avionics. Some prominent members of the U.S. Senate's Transportation Committee want answers from TSA about why convicted terrorists have been allowed to continue holding valid U.S. pilot certificates. Over in the U.S. House, 125 congressmen have signed a letter urging the Obama administration to keep Airbus from building the next U.S. Air Force tanker if the WTO rules it received illegal European government subsidies. Along with more human troops heading to Afghanistan as part of the surge strategy, the U.S. will be sending more unmanned aerial vehicles, ranging from the diminutive Raven to something that looks like a B-2 bomber. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports that despite recent high-profile layoffs in Georgia's aerospace sector, overall employment in the industry dipped only slightly in the state, and Lockheed actually added 600 workers in Marietta. Lori Leshin has been named the new Deputy Associate Administrator of the Exploration Systems Mission Directorate at NASA headquarters. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez went on national TV to urge his citizens to call Angel Falls by the traditional name used by indigenous people in the area. He then spent several minutes on live TV stumbling with the pronunciation. And Brazilian grandmother Aida dos Santos has celebrated both Christmas and her recent 100th birthday by skydiving. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, more of our look back at 10 years of ANN with Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell, starting with the Columbia disaster in 2003. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.